As we prepare for this week's parasha, Parashas Re'eh, this Shabbos Kodesh, every single one of us already has Elul in our minds as well, as we're going to be Mevarchin Chodesh Elul. There's no question that the Yesoidus from this week's parasha are here to as well give us foundations for this upcoming month of Tshuva, this upcoming month of growth. The Torah tells us in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yud, when talking about the mitzvah of tzedakah, Nason titen lo. You should give him, you should give the ani, v'lo yera levavcha b'titzcha lo. And you should not feel bad at all in your heart, you should have no regrets, you should do it b'simcha when you give them. Ki b'glal hadavar hazeh. For if you do it in such a way, in return for this, yivarecha Hashem elokecha b'chol ma'asecha b'chol mishlach yodecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you a tremendous bracha for all that you do and all of your undertakings and everything that you're sending. The obvious question at the very, very beginning of this pasuk is why is there a double lashon? This lashon of nason titen lo, this double lashon, and famously Rashi tells us, afilu me'apamim, that the double lashon is to tell you to give tzedakah time and time and time again. Don't think, oh, I gave, I'm yoytze, I don't have to give again. Continuously give. But I saw a very special idea this year from the Zasemis of Brezin, Rabbi Shulam Shraga Faivush, the Hilig Tzadik. So he says something very special. He says in life, especially when it comes to giving tzedakah, and this is true for many other areas of our life, sometimes it's not so easy. When it comes to tzedakah, a person works very hard, puts in tremendous hours, earns a living, has his parnasa, have his money, and then just to give it away, after all your time and all your efforts, I want to use it for myself. I want to enjoy life. I want my children to enjoy this money. To just give it away to others can be difficult. Yes, it's a mitzvah, and yes, it's important, and yes, we're supposed to help others, but we can understand that that's something that sometimes can be very, very difficult. So there's a method that the Torah is trying to teach us here. And maybe this explains the minhag in all of our homes, that we have tzedakah boxes in our home. Now, when we put the money in the tzedakah box, it just sits in the box. It doesn't go anywhere yet. Yes, sometimes we have tzedakah boxes that are dedicated for specific yeshivas or specific causes. Sometimes we just have a tzedakah box. What's the point? Just to put money in the tzedakah box and sit there and then eventually give it? So just give it when you give it. Why do you have to put it in the tzedakah box now? You're not actually giving this tzedakah now. You're not actually, no one's being mekabel now. You're not actually helping anybody now. So Zvasemis explains so beautifully that it's hard. It's hard to give tzedakah. It's hard to give of oneself. It's mine, koichi v'etzim yadi. So to ease it a little bit, there's a special tactic in this pasuk. Nason. First, give it. What is give it? Put it in the box. Put it in the tzedakah box. And that's not that difficult. It's still sitting there in your house. It doesn't go anywhere. It's a lot easier to just put that money into the box. Put it aside. Now later, once it's in the box, it's much easier then to give, because now that you've already separated it, now that you don't look at it as your money any longer, it's much easier to then go and take that which is in that box, and titen lo v'lo yera levavcha, and then titen lo, and then you could give it to the ani, you give it to the cause, you give it to the yeshiva, you give it wherever it needs, because you've already separated it. It's much easier to disconnect from it, because you've already disconnected from it. And now go and give the tzedakah v'lo yera levavcha v'titen lo. And then you're no longer going to have a difficulty in your heart. It's going to be very easy. You're going to be able to do it b'simcha when you give that money, because you've already separated it and there's no separation anxiety. So the Torah is giving you a beautiful method to give tzedakah. But I was thinking, so too, we could use this tactic, vaden tzedakah, but in all areas of life. Whatever area we're coming upon, Elul, this month of growth, this month to do tshuva, this month to actually grow this year and be able to walk into Yom Noraim and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a changed person. I'm different this year. But so many years in the past it didn't happen, because it's hard to change, it's hard to grow. But take an area and first take a small step that is very easy, a step that you know you can do. And once you do that, the second step, the next step, once you've taken that first step, will be that much easier. L'mashal, for example, you want to get to the Beis Medrash, but you know you should be getting to the Beis Medrash to learn an hour Chavrusa, but that's a lot. It's hard to sacrifice that time in the day. So just decide, I'm going to get to the Beis Medrash just to learn for 10-15 minutes. And once you get to the Beis Medrash to learn for 10, 15 minutes, you're going to love it so much, you'll see eventually you're going to stay longer and longer and longer and longer. Take the first step, the next step will come. You want to start a person who has a difficulty getting to Minyan for Shacharis because we have so many responsibilities and you have to get to work and you have to help your family. So it's easier for you just to daven quickly. But you know it's important to be in the Minyan, it's important to be in Shul, it's important to daven B'tzibur. But davening in Minyan is very, very long. So first decide, I'm just going to go. And I'll daven the amount that I daven, whatever that is, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. But once you're there, you took the first step, you're there already, you'll see you'll stay longer and be part of the entire Minyan Pesach Shem. In every area of life, sometimes we have to take that first step, which is a little bit easier, then we'll be a bezoicha and be able to take the next step and really, truly grow. Pesach Shem, we should be zoicha. Vada to give tzedakah in the proper way, vada to help others, but also to help ourselves in such a way. And therefore, be zoicha to show the Rabbeinu Shalom that I'm growing, that I'm giving of myself for you, Rabbeinu Shalom. And then Mida Kenega Mida, Hashem will give back to us, and we'll be all zoicha to Ksiv Zchum Etoiv, Gugu and Tiyar, a year of Simcha, a year of Bracha, for all of Klai Yisrael. Ay, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, good Shabbos, good Shabbos.